Masechet Eduyot, Perek Gimal, Mishnah Yud Bet. In this Mishnah, we'll talk about three different halachic opinions of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that were lenient, as opposed to the Hachamim, who were Mahmir, who were strict. Mishnah says, Shilosha Dvarim Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Matir, V'Hachamim Osrin. There are three different things that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah allowed, while the Hachamim prohibited them. Number one, Parato Yotzea Bitsua Sheben Karneha. His cow would go out on Shabbat into the Rishut HaRabim, into the public domain, with a ribbon between its horns, because he held that even though the ribbon was for decorations, it was for looking good, it's still considered to be a piece of clothing for an animal. Generally, a person is not allowed to have his animal violate any of the 39 melachot. Carrying something would be hotza'ah. Our question becomes, is it clothing? An item of clothing is not considered to be carrying hotza'ah. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah allowed this cow to wear this ribbon because he said that type of ribbon is a type of clothing for a cow. We also should mention that it wasn't really his cow. We're only calling it Paratosh Shel Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but it wasn't really his. It was actually one of his neighbors. And the fact that he never protested the animal going out on Shabbat publicly says that he shares some of the responsibility, and therefore we're calling it his cow. Number two, Umkaredina tabehema biyom tov. Said Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you're allowed to scratch the body of an animal with a metal comb on Yom Tov. The teeth of this type of comb were very sharp and fine, and they may cause the animal to bleed. This is a davar she'eno mitkaven, something that's unintended, which, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, is permitted, because it's not automatically happening, and it's also not intentional. V'shuhakin et ha-pilpelin. Number three, he allows people to grind peppercorns in their specific grinder on Shabbat. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, this is no issue. We'll now list why the Hachamim argued on these three things. When it comes to the ribbon that was between the horns, Hachamim said, it's not considered to be a piece of clothing, it's purely decorative, and therefore you're not allowed to have your animal carry it outside. Number two was the fine-toothed metal comb. According to the Hachamim, it may make the animal bleed, and therefore, a person's not allowed to do it. A person's not allowed to do something that may result in a problem, a melacha, even if there's no intention for that melacha to take place. And then lastly, the third one was the peppercorns. According to the Hachamim, you're not allowed to grind peppercorns in their normal grinder because it looks like a weekday activity, and therefore they said that it was asur. We'll now elaborate a little bit more on the scratching of the animal to scrape off things from its skin on Yom Tov. Continues the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, En mikaredin et behema b'yom tov mipeneh shehu oseh habura. Says Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to scratch an animal with this metal comb on Yom Tov because you may make a wound on the animal. Aval mikartzefin, but you're allowed to use a wooden comb because a wooden comb would never make that type of wound. You have no chashash, you have no worry of what's going to happen. But the rabbis disagree even here. V'hachamim omrim, en mekaredin, af lo mekaredzefin. Say the hachamim, you're not allowed to use a metal comb, we agree with. Of course you're not allowed to. But say the hachamim, you're not even allowed to use the wooden comb, because if we allow the wooden comb, then people are going to think that all combs are allowed to scratch the animal with, and even the metal ones, which are going to be problematic. So hachamim made a gezerah as well against the wooden combs.